We're here in the Dunkin' Donuts at Slater's Shopping Center, or whatever you want to call it, and it's Meet the Candidates.
If you want Slater's Smart Stop.
Okay, that's good. And we're meeting the candidates here.
And Ted Benta is currently the town supervisor of Caro and running to retain that post, right?
Yes, seeking re-election for a third term.
And I guess with the first question we're asking just people is, when you go out knocking on doors or talking to people, what are you telling them why they should vote for you?
Well, it's very important that I have the opportunity to speak to people about results. So over the last 4 years, the first two terms, we've been able to compile a list of distinctions and accomplishments that we offer on our website. It's a list of achievements, results that we've gotten for the town of Caro. It also lists our goals, testimonials. Distinctions include our elected officials, higher elected officials commending us on our town government, how we process those things, projects, events that we've had in town, former and current elected officials. We have a positive testimonial from DEC, from which we had worked diligently to lift the SOAR moratorium. We came in with a SOAR moratorium that was, I think, enacted in about 2007. We finally got that lifted, and we had DEC had a positive testimonial with working with the town of Caro. So we're open for business expansion with our water and SOAR infrastructure. Some of the most important things that people would like to hear about is like fiscal responsibility. That's at the top of our list. How have we been fiscally responsible in the town of Caro? For example, the state has a tax cap. Each year they impose a tax cap anywhere from 2% or below. The first year was 2%. The second year, 2014, was 1.66%. 2015, 1.56%. And this current year for the 2016 budget is 0.73%. Each year we've complied with the tax cap. In addition to complying with the tax cap, in order for people to receive their tax relief rebates, we also had to submit to the state an efficiency or shared services plan on how we may reduce costs of government. And we did that this year, 2015, so that all our taxpayers would receive their tax relief rebate. Not every town or county may have done that, so we wanted to make sure that we were responsible to do that. Another thing, we just received information over a three-year analysis from the state comptroller's office. They have designated us with no fiscal stress, which is impressive for a small town that struggles with resources and personnel. We don't want to raise taxes. We've actually reduced the tax rate in the town. The tax rate was $8.07. We reduced it to $8.05. Other things that I try to talk to people about, what generally is good, effective, successful town governance. Fiscal responsibility being pretty much at the top of the list. Do we have an effective strategy for the town? We do. In 2009, the town had previously worked for a couple of years on a revitalization strategy for the town of Caro that's also published on our website. I've read it twice, referred to it numerous times. It's a great benchmark and measure for what we need to do in order to make the town of Caro successful. So we have a great effective strategy. What are we doing for our infrastructure? People want to know where their tax dollars going. What are we doing to improve our infrastructure? Well, as I mentioned briefly, we've improved our water and sewer infrastructure. We're continuing to do that. We're seeking money, grants, etc., to repair and make improvements to our water district, our water infrastructure now. We're looking to expand on that infrastructure so that we can have business development in other areas, just not where the districts are currently. Other things such as legislation. Do we have positive, effective, useful legislation in the town of Caro? We do. We're trying to set positive standards for the town for which we can have a positive foundation to build on. Do we have good, effective code enforcement? Yes, we do. We're working diligently to make sure we have those standards set, that we follow up, that we work with our homeowners if they need to clean up their properties or if there are things that need to be cleaned up. We work diligently on making sure that we have a clean town, presentable town. Another thing is, which is very important in our day and age, not just on a local level, but national, statewide, is criminal law enforcement. As you know, I'm sure, and everybody knows, they hear it in the papers, they see it in the papers, see it on the media, all our drug issues, criminal law enforcement throughout the nation, and we are effectively arresting people, doing good criminal law enforcement and investigation. So that's very important. We're trying to clean up the town in that matter. Do we have positive local partnerships? For example, are we partnering with local organizations, mostly nonprofit, the Carroll Historical Society, the Carroll Chamber of Commerce, the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, the Carroll Durham Little League, the American Legion, Greene County Pop Warner, Department of the Aging, Boy Scouts, the Rip Van Winkle Soccer Club, the Columbia Greene Community College, the Carroll Durham School District? Are we partnering with them, trying to work out whatever it is that we can do to assist them with their goals and also create a positive framework? And we have. With each of those organizations mentioned, we've done things to assist them, work with them, or offer them so that they can be successful and present themselves well within the town of Carroll. Business development. People want to find out when businesses are coming in. What more can we do for business development? We're working diligently. We have, over the last couple of years, to develop a complex across the street, a business complex across the street from McDonald's. So on Route 23, on the other side, where McDonald's is, we're looking to develop that. We keep making strides slowly but surely in order to have maybe a 100-acre business complex over there. There's a private homeowner. There are two private owners that have about 100 and 200 acres, respectively, that we would like to develop over time.
What kind of business complex would it be, like doctors and...
We think that some of a vision for that area would be nice retail, service-oriented businesses right along Route 23. Behind that, maybe some light manufacturing. Maybe we've had interest for the town of Carroll, but we haven't been shovel-ready, which we're working on for possible light manufacturing businesses to come in on Route 23 at that property, which will also add jobs to our area. So we're working on that. And then just generally expanding the business corridor that we have here, which is called, in the revitalization strategy, the Eastern Western Gateways, and in the middle, where the Mountain Avenue to the Jerome Avenue Fountain is, that's referred to as the Historic District. So we're trying to develop the business corridor, as well as across the street from McDonald's on that Route 23 area.
But the area that you just mentioned from Railroad to Jerome, that is practically a ghost town now. What are you doing to get that going?
All the above. So we want to make
sure... Tony has a business in that area.
Right.
Everybody knows, full disclosure.
Right, all the above. So we're doing infrastructure, making sure that as a government that we're doing all that we can do in order to assist business development in the town, as well as get to a point where we're going to solicit business development. So we're providing that positive framework foundation with good infrastructure, positive legislation, good criminal law enforcement so that people are interested in coming in our town. Then what are we doing in order to present ourselves? We're launching a new website. When I first came in 2012, we did not have a website at all. We weren't communicating to our town, our area. We quickly got a website running. It's been a good, effective means of informing our public, but we want to improve that. So we hired a local media company, to improve upon that. In addition to relaunching a new website, we developed a business profile package, unlike any other town. Like, if somebody were to come in or were interested, as they have been, as they have called me, or if I have individual owners that are trying to promote their properties, what information do they have about the town to offer? So we decided to develop a business profile package. We can talk about what we're doing as far as infrastructure, what we have to offer as a town, what we're working on, and where we're trying to go, which is a very positive means. And this, we can use that information in order to solicit business development in the area. We're working as much as we can with the Greene County Economic Development Department. I'm on the County Business Advisory Group, working with the Greene County IDA. So little by little, trying to develop business. businesses throughout the corridor, as stated, in that potential complex across the street from McDonald's.
Okay. Does a town supervisor have, how much control do you have over or trying to get, bring new businesses to the town? Is that something that you really do, or you, it sounds like you're trying to do?
Right, exactly. It's a great question. I mean, you have to, there's so much, there's only so much that you can do, and then it's up to also the owner of that respective property to do their part as well. Keep their property clean, well-maintained, offer reasonable rates as far as renting or selling that property in order to develop business. As stated, not to be redundant, all those other things that we're doing as government should do. That's what your government's responsible to do. And then also there has to be a partnership with the private owner. And we were thinking of meeting with owners on Main Street, such as Tony, next year in the first quarter of the year. While we're developing these media packages, we're going to be doing a second phase, additional media packages for the town, for what the area has to offer. And I wish I had brought some information for you regarding that when we just launched it, but it's going to be really exciting and available as a PDF download on our new website, which should be launched any day now.
Yep. Is it difficult running as for re-election when you're pushing zoning at the same time? Zoning seems to be one of those kind of difficult things that
put it aside. So regardless of my re-election, I had to just continue to move forward something that was relatively controversial in the town. Is it morally right? Is it ethically right? Is it legally right to move anything forward? And I had no interest in just postponing it because I was concerned about my election. And we just continued to move forward as we have over the last 8 years, regardless of my personal or political interests, which we have done. I think it's important for government to look at things that way, even controversial legislation. Are you doing the best on behalf of the town or your respective government? And we have done that. We've moved it forward because it's very important for the town to have good, positive, effective, intelligent, well-balanced zoning. We've crafted this document for over 8 years. All the information has been published along the way. So it's been a very open, transparent, collaborative process. There has been samplings and feedback from individual owners, property owners, businesses. So we believe we've compiled a very well-balanced document to represent the town of Carroll based on its comprehensive plan and based on what the owners and private owners want. And as you stated, not everyone's going to be pleased or satisfied. What we do find is most people are misinformed. Most people that have commented, many who have commented, have not read the document. They hear things. They're misinformed. Those who have, may have read the document are misinforming those, disseminating false or inaccurate or misinformation, or they may have personal political interests themselves. So we just, as much as possible, again, keep the information, the facts available to the public so that they can base their own decisions, and we hope that they intelligently approach the situation and read the document.
Tony, you have another question?
I have one question here. In the past 4 or 5 years, there have been three major rebuildings, the Dollar General, if I remember correctly, the library in Hannaford. Now, the building department, do they, when these people are building those buildings, do they mention the fact that there's 2 hardware stores in this town to them and that they should spend some money in the town? Because my experience has been that I went to the library and I mentioned to the guy that, and he's only 2 blocks away from my store, and he didn't know that I existed. I went to the Hannaford when they were building it, and they didn't know I existed. I went to Dollar General, and they didn't know I existed. So do they not encourage them to spend money in town?
Well, with regard to the code enforcement, it would be inappropriate for our code enforcement officer to steer anyone to any particular business in town, or for the town in general, for that matter. For the most part, when people come in, any businesses, entities, organizations, they do express an interest to use local contractors and buy locally, and certainly we encourage them to do so. But it would be inappropriate for any select department to try to steer anybody to a particular business, and they do have that mind. Mindset. So with this media package that we have, we're going to be able to showcase all our businesses, and that's going to be available online. So within this PDF, it gives a general idea on what the town has to offer, respective businesses, where those businesses are, and then we're actually going to expand that to more detailed map of where our local businesses are, whether that be hotels or not hotels, but resorts or inns in Round Top, your hardware store, service individuals such as accountants, attorneys. So we're actually, that would be our second phase of our media package, so that when somebody comes here, they have a comprehensive document that we can hand to them in a handout and say, this is what the town of Carroll is, this is what we have, and that will solve that issue for you.
Well, that would be certainly a step in the right direction.
Yes.
Yeah. What else are you doing? Do you have a committee or whatever it is to try and get business to come into Carroll?
Yes, very good question. We do. We have a partnership with the Carroll Chamber. The Carroll Chamber just had their first meeting as a brainstorming session for how to develop business. I was attended that meeting. I offered all the information that we've been doing. Working on in the town, the foundation that we're trying to build, and then the media package that we're developing now. What the Carroll Chamber is going to do at their next meeting is start to identify two things. One, make a list of all the businesses that we need to be aware of. You have different cultural centers throughout town, Altamira Cultural Center. We want to make sure that people know where they are, that they can, where they can get to them, how they can get to them, have a map to offer them, as well as information about the respective businesses. But then also in the second thing, to identify businesses that we may want to solicit or that may be a good fit for our town. So we'll be working on that with the Carroll Chamber.
Yeah, because when I came through Carroll 49 years ago, the first time I passed through, certainly Main Street was Main Street. There was a lot of businesses there and a lot of people were being employed. Right now, I have no employees because the business is so bad, and there's very, very few people being employed, other than the post office.
Right.
There's very few people being employed on Main Street.
And do you know where the failure occurred?
No.
Okay, the failure occurred where there was no strategy. So in any business, when you started WGXC, you had to have a business plan, most likely. You had to have a business strategy, and you're successful because you followed a strategy or a plan. The town, for a number of decades, did not have any vision for itself. Once the resort economy went by the wayside in the 70s, there was no vision, no strategy. The town didn't develop a strategy until 2009. You can't do that. They needed to develop an effective strategy. For example, we're working on that diligently each year, and we're partnering with local organizations such as the Carroll Chamber for business development.
What is the kind of strategy? Are you trying to revive the resort culture, or bring different kind of tourism, or attract industry? What is the kind of...
Great question. Interestingly enough, we had this conversation at the brainstorming session with the Carroll Chamber members, and someone had asked about developing an identity. We need an identity for Carroll, and there's not one identity for Carroll. It's multifaceted. There's a lot of transients. As you'll notice, Brett Slater's Smart Shop on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's absolutely packed. There's a lot of transients that come in and out of the crossroads of the Catskills, which is what Carroll is known as. So we want to cater to that opportunity. Also, we want to develop an area where we can create jobs, light manufacturing area, create jobs, be a family-oriented community. We have a lot of family fun events. We have a lot of community events. Our school system is developing, redeveloping itself. So it's multifaceted. The number one industry in Greene County is tourism. How do we work with that? We have a volunteer nonprofit, Mountain Bike Association, Round Top Mountain Bike Association. One gentleman has a full-time company, works as a volunteer with this organization. Like, is that a niche business that we're trying to work and assist so that they can be successful? And it would really be nice if they could blossom, maybe have a storefront or do something more. And that's just an example, not to put any pressure on Mike, who is the head of that nonprofit organization. But what other niche businesses is would fit our town in the historic section. And one of the things that the revitalization strategy has identified, that there's three sections of the Main Street corridor: the Eastern Gateway, the Historic District, and the Western Gateway. And each of them have their own identities. You'll see the Commerce, that's where we're at, which is where the Eastern Gateway is. The banks, Hannaford, CVS, you have some of these larger franchise companies. In the middle area, such as the Historic District, you have some service-oriented businesses. You have the post office. And then towards the end, there's not much going on towards the end, but you have the Red Rooster at the end. One, in addition to that, I would really like to be able to provide for our seniors, create or foster an opportunity for someone to come in and do a senior development area. As a member of the Rotary Club, I've had an opportunity to spend a lot of time with the seniors, spend time with the seniors' Department of Aging. They would really love to stay in our area, but they need the means to do so. They can't possibly maintain the home that they're in now. It would be really nice to have a senior development area, whereas they could have a single-family home or apartments, so that close in the Main Street area.
You talked about developing across from McDonald's. Is there no longer plans to develop over by the Dollar Tree and the the new Dollar Store and the
Eastern
banks?
Division, Eastern section that you're talking about.
The two banks and the new Dollar.
Yeah, correct.
That's a Dollar General.
Right,
yes.
Dollar General. Okay. So before that was the area that there was a housing project at one point proposed there and other things proposed. Are you not focusing on that area now across from McDonald's more, or both?
There are no major projects that the town needs to assist with or support. There's a new company that's coming in. The company is Nolan Propane. They have purchased, I believe, a five-acre parcel next to the Dollar General, but there's no large development project, commercial or residential, planned for that area by those owners right now. They do have their property up for sale, and as I mentioned, I believe they did sell property to Nolan Propane, so Nolan will be doing a business there.
So you're saying there's only going to be one business there in 5 acres? In the 5-acre parcel?
It's a large parcel, so they have multiple parcels for sale.
Right.
So there are other opportunities for businesses to come in and buy property in that location.
Now, is that east of the Dollar General or behind it, or west of it?
It's east of the Dollar General.
So they're taking up that complete corner?
Right. So if you're facing the Dollar General, it's east, it's to the left. Correct.
Because I was hoping that maybe a whole bunch of stores would come in there around the corner, et cetera, but that's not going to happen.
That would be nice, but that's up to the owners themselves, to develop that strategy for that parcel.
So there'd definitely be no assisted living type of facilities there either, which they had
talked about. I don't know
what
they have planned for.
Which they had talked about before.
I don't know if they have any further plans for anything.
I doubt
like
if they're selling gas.
Right.
So in 2011 or 2012, there's a big story in the Times Union about excuse me, town attorney Tal Rapplier and how many hours he charges different towns around the area for his services, and it added up to more than I think most people are awake. And then recently he's messed up the Cairo Town zoning. Should Tal Rapplier still be the town attorney?
Great question. We have no inconsistencies with his billing from the time that you had referenced, the 2011 time, or respective to that. So there were no inconsistencies, there were no infractions that we had to be concerned with the town of Cairo. Two, with regard to Tal making a mistake, he took full responsibility for that. As you noted previously in your comments when you were giving the news prior to my interview, it is something that the town board can take a look at. One of the things that we've done in the town, we have made mistakes, minor or major. That was obviously a major mistake. But what we've done was we've never called any one particular person out. We've never undermined anyone. We've worked to fix that mistake as a group. We've supported one another. We've learned from that mistake. And we've moved on, and we've been a successful entity, government, as a result of that. And we have a camaraderie with ourselves. So we can, as a town board, take a look at, do we look at another consultant? Do we see that this is a lesson learned by the town attorney, and that we support him in the future, or do we take another look at that?
How have you made the town seems a little less divisive and I know. hesitate to use the word crazy, but things were a little up and down, tumultuous, let's say, before your election 4 years ago. How have you made things run smoother in Cara?
We've had great leadership. So, for example, one of the other things that I did not mention earlier, it's great to have consensus government. What I mean by consensus government, there's been over 700 resolutions in the town of Cara since I started. Only 9 of them had not been voted on unanimously. So we've agreed, 5 of us, more than 700 times unanimously. I'm a Democrat, not partisan. I believe in the best candidate for the job, but I'm working with 4 Republicans. So we've all agreed 700 plus times in the town of Cara. So we've had excellent leadership in the town. We've worked and disagreed well. We all respect one another immensely. And that goes for other elected officials as well. So we have the town clerk, an elected official, good leadership. Tax collector, elected official, good leadership. Robert Hempstead, highway superintendent, good leadership. So we've all worked. It starts there with good leadership. And then we've had a great staff and personnel group who worked hard, improved what they're doing. We've held them accountable as employees. We've given other people jobs. We've hired a part-time workforce that's been able to help us get results. It's very difficult to hire full-time people, pay those benefits, but we've also employed a part-time workforce that's been able to help us facilitate, help us get results. And then we've worked collaboratively with all the nonprofit town organizations and town entities to assist them. Before, everything was divisive, as you use the word, when I walked in, and it was difficult to heal and cure those relationships, but we've done that by action and effort.
And I guess this election's been slightly divisive. Your opponent is the chairman of the planning board, and there was some controversy earlier about him using his post in an election sort of way. Is that cleared up as far as you're concerned? Or
I think that they had made a couple of violations with regard to town policy in representing their opinions as being from the Cara Planning Board, and that was inappropriate, and they were reprimanded for that. He is certainly entitled to his own personal opinion. He can assert his experience as a Cara Planning Board member or chairperson, but he has to be very careful about how he violates town policy and the appropriateness of how he represents himself as a Cara Planning Board chair.
What is the thing you're most proud of in terms of Cara since you've been in office?
That's a great question. The full list of distinctions and accomplishments are something that I'm very proud of, that we have been diligent not only to just select 1 or 2 things each year, not to just have modest improvements, but to do everything that the town needs, so that we have this full comprehensive plan that we're all working extremely hard. But most importantly, just the relationships that we've been able to develop, foster, cure, and heal within the town. It's not as divisive as it was before. There's still a select group of people that have their adversarial interests or different interests, and that's perfectly fine. That's what good government's all about, and it keeps us accountable. But we're a community, a very strong community. We have very strong community events. We have great community collaboration, and the relationships that we develop with individuals and organizations are something that we should be proud of as a town board.
Tony, you got another question?
In comparison with today and 20 years ago, how bigger or smaller is the workforce in the town of Cara? And what percentage of them are part-timers in comparison with 20 years ago?
Right. Great question. I can't speak to what we had 20 years
ago. Oh, 15, 10, 5,
yeah,
whatever.
I've been doing this for about 4 years.
Workforce.
So we have about the same full. Time staff. We've added a couple full-time members in the town. We've added probably about 10 to 15 more part-time employees that can come and go. There also are seasonal employees as well. So we have approximately just under 50 employees in the town of Cara. As far as an increase in full and part-time from 10 or 15 years ago, I don't have the numbers of what we had 10 or 15 years ago, but there are obviously more employees than there were 10 or 15 years ago. and certainly due to our part-time and seasonal staff.
But are there more part-timers than before because of the enormous expense for health issues and things like that, or health insurance?
Yes, there are.
Ah, okay. So that's a tendency we'll probably see more of.
Right, and it's a great opportunity for us to give work to our retirees or seniors. We have a program that we're working with the probation department, so we give people a second chance, whereas they have an opportunity to do probation work, and then we have an opportunity to hire them if they've performed well and showed due diligence.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Ted Banta, who's running for re-election as Caro Town Supervisor. Ted, you want to give us a website address, or you have a Facebook page, or for the if somebody wants more information about your campaign?
Correct. You can go to www.townofcaro.com.
Well, that's for the town, but do you have something personal for your campaign?
The list of distinctions and accomplishments for the town are on the town website. That speaks for itself. So, thank you.
And anything else you want to mention before the election, or give a last reason to vote for you come November, the first Tuesday in November?
Yes, November 3rd. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you today. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. I really want the opportunity to continue the work that we're doing. We have proven results that we can evidence. This is all fact-based. Please look at what we have to offer as far as our distinctions and accomplishments, and allow us to continue that for another couple of years.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much, Ted.